Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad.
All right, very good. We are going to be on the cover of the business section for our start, as we always do. And things are looking up. It is springtime, and that means, for some folks, more business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we just recently had the national numbers that, you know, the national retail scene, the numbers have increased. In February, we saw the fastest pace in 5 months for people shopping. The Commerce Department released that news. So, you know, that's a good thing, and maybe that's gaining a little momentum. And around here, when the weather starts to get nice, now, of course, we have the wind in between, but when the things get warm and very spring-like, you see a lot more people getting out and doing things, such as buying new bicycles or getting their bicycle fixed and into shape. And same thing with golf clubs. You might need your golf clubs fixed up a little bit or, you know, refurbished, or you might want to just buy new golf merchandise and everything. And people are doing a lot of that sort of stuff. I've talked to Phil Woods, who operates Fairwood Golf on Solano Drive, and he said it's interesting because, you know, you go through 4 months of things being really, really slow for a while, and then all of a sudden the weather starts to turn nice and boom. You know, the door is opening and closing a lot at the store.
Yeah.
And especially one of the big things also is this time of year is, you know, tax returns. People are getting a little bit of extra money maybe in their tax returns. And that's when they've decided to do something like buy new clubs or get their clubs fixed or, you know, buy some merchandise, that sort of stuff, and get out and hit the links. So that's one interesting area. You know, I've talked to Dick's Sporting Goods. This is their first spring here with us here in Las Cruces at their location on Tell Shore Boulevard. And they told me that things are really ramping up over there. Camping and fishing and all kind of other sort of supplies are flying off the shelves, was the expression used. So it's a very interesting time of year, because we have nice weather all year round usually, you know, with some bits here and there of coldness and snow once in a while and that sort of stuff. But you still have that sort of spring jump in people's step, and it gets them out and gets them shopping a little bit more.
Yeah, well, and especially for folks like golfers, because unless you like to wake up really early in the morning, that June, July, and August is a little hot.
Yeah, exactly. It sure is. So this is the perfect time of year to get out there and do it.
It sure is.
And, you know, I've talked to some people, you know, at Discount Pool and Spa, and they said things are going real well because, you know, this is the time of year you want to get your pool opened up and, you know, start getting all the stuff going and with the chemicals and making sure the water has, you know, the proper balance and that sort of stuff. And they say that sales are fantastic. So
good for them. All right. In the profile this week, you have a very unique business.
Yeah. I went over and spoke with these folks, Bob and Patty Kirkpatrick. They own the Big Rig Game Wizard. It's a mobile gaming system that can be rented for parties. And what it is, it's a 35-foot trailer. And inside there are five televisions, 55-inch LED televisions. And on the outside there are two more televisions to make it seven total. And you can rent it for a kid's party. It could be for adults. It could be anything. You know, probably the most likely scenario is a birthday party. But they bring this thing to the party or to the park or to your place or wherever and set it up, and then kids can go in and play their video games and play them on the inside, play them on the outside. It's a very interesting concept. And they have a lot of lights, the sound in there can be deafening. They have really loud sound speakers. And seats that shake, like when something happens on a video game, the seats can shake and everything. So it's really quite the experience all the way around you. They let me try it out a little bit. And they have Xbox and Wii and PlayStation and all kind of stuff. And it's interesting. Bob's, he's a home builder. And they also have a real estate company, him and Patty. And, you know, that hasn't been the most successful line of business to be in the last several years, ever since the recession. So they've admitted that, you know, times have been a little bit tough, so they weren't necessarily looking for another business too. But this opportunity came along, and they built the trailer themselves. They thought about franchising, but they didn't. And it's just all their own design, and they researched the heck out of it, built their own website, and got this thing up and running. December was when they had their first event, and January things really started to get going for them. So now they have a custom home builder, a real estate company, and a mobile game trailer. Three businesses for this couple.
Okay, interesting stuff. All right, and in what's new this week, the strip mall on University at Espina, right across from the new NMSU Center for the Arts, for the longest time had a lot of vacancies, but now it's beginning to fill up, and food and drink is a big part of that for sure. In the last few months, we've had a Jimmy John's sub shop open, a brew pub restaurant, and now we've got a dessert place too.
Yeah, Sweet CC's is a frozen yogurt chain. They have about 35 of these across the country right now, and it's a serve-yourself, non-fat frozen yogurt chain. So it's a very interesting sort of concept, and it's right there in that plaza at 901 East University Avenue between Starbucks and Jimmy John's right now, so that helps people figure out where it's at. And they feature low-fat and non-fat frozen yogurt. Some of the flavors change weekly, and they have fresh fruit, nuts, and cookies, and candy toppings, all that kind of stuff you can put on there. The owners of that are a husband and wife team as well, David and Rhonda Masters. And so a nice new little eatery-type place, and have some fresh frozen yogurt. Just a good time of year. We were just talking about spring. This is a good time of year to open up a frozen yogurt shop, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Over on South Alameda Avenue, where people know where Western Heritage Bank is located, for a while there, they had been looking to build a new building, and they even cleaned off the space right next to their current location, and some work had started, but they stopped that project for a while. A couple years have gone by, and now it's a going concern once again. They're out there getting ready and moving dirt around. If you drive by, you can see a whole lot of action going on. And they're saying a new bank building should be done by February of next year. So that's for Western Heritage Bank. And Genghis Grill checked in with them again, and wanted to check in because up there on Telshore, where the location is, they have a sign up and everything. There seems to be a lot of work going on, but still no opening date yet for that one. Just the fact that they're opening later this year is what they're saying. So, but that's one that seems to have a lot of people excited too. So I thought I'll keep up with them a little bit.
Sure, right near the mall there at Telshore and near the, it's Fidencio's Mexican
restaurant.
Yeah, right
next to Fidencio's, yeah.
All right, another choice, and as I understand, a big chain with kind of a stir-fry niche for their business. So that'll
yeah,
be
Yeah, I've never eaten at one, but...
I haven't either.
But try it.
Heard they were good, and heard there was one in El Paso, too. So I haven't,
yes.
Maybe we could try it before it comes
That's
to
right.
Las Cruces. Okay. Well, finally, in our babbling brook this week, in our last minute, the specialization of many products, including some very successful products that apparently want to become more successful.
Yeah, my wife just recently bought me a bag of chicken and waffle flavored potato chips. I still haven't tried them yet, I must say, but I'm curious to see if they live up to, because I love chicken and waffles, if they live up to... to the name or not, but it's, you know, you really think about it. It used to be you had Mountain Dew, and I have all different kind of flavors of Mountain Dew. And there's the specialization, and also the, you know, just the taste spectrum has just gone out of control here with so many things. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's just hard to keep track of. I think, you know, they have Cool Ranch Doritos tacos, and which have come out, and that's another thing I haven't tried yet, but I'm really excited to try. There's a part of me, there's a little grumpy part of me that still thinks there's too much going on out there, and that we need to back off and let, you know, just keep the normal flavors.
Yeah, lots of new products. Well, yeah. We'll read more about that and much more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockberger, the business editor, who's with us every Monday. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.